This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root is on fire. The warrior, your relentless conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network, coast to coast, as well as coming to you from my flagship station, 790 AM, here in Las Vegas, Nevada, big, bad, bold Las Vegas. I've got a commentary I mentioned to you in hour number one. I'm going to read it to you in hour number three as well. I know we have very different audiences in these 2 hours. And I want to read it to you if you didn't hear it in hour number one. If you heard it in hour number one, it's good to hear it again. It's important to hear that we did build it. We did build it. This commentary is called Just One More Thing Obama Lied About. Obama was the biggest liar in the history of the White House. He lied about transparency. His administration was the most corrupt and secretive in history. See Hillary's 30,000 deleted emails. See Anthony Weiner's laptop. See the FISA warrant to spy on Trump. See Joe Biden and his son Hunter robbing taxpayers blind in Ukraine and China. See the $140 million bribe, donation, the Clinton Foundation got when Hillary was Secretary of State and she handed a large portion of America's uranium stock to Russia. And in return, the Clinton Foundation got a $140 million bribe from the Russians. Obama lied about spying on Trump, and of course Obama and his socialist cabal lied about everything. It's clear Obama coordinated and approved the entire coup against Trump. Obama lied about the IRS scandal. It wasn't some small mistake out of a small IRS office in Cincinnati. It was a White House coordinated attempt to destroy the lives of Obama's critics. I should know because I was one of the victims. And the attack on me was coordinated out of the Las Vegas office of the IRS, not Cincinnati. I've met victims from all areas of this country, from every IRS office, persecuted them. Obama lied about Benghazi. It never had anything to do with an obscure movie that no one ever saw that riled up Muslims. It was a cover-up of illegal arms trading by Obama. Obama lied about Obamacare. Read his lips. He said, if you like your insurance, you can keep your insurance. That was the biggest lie ever told in the history of politics. At the moment Obama told that lie, he was in possession of internal documents that projected over 90 million Americans would lose their insurance. He was a big joker. He's probably sitting at the White House going, ha, 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 who cares? 90 million losers that mostly vote Republican. Screw you. I'll just lie to them all. They'll believe anything I tell them. I'm Obama. He also said the cost of health insurance would go down dramatically. It went up dramatically. In the private sector, a CEO would go to prison for life for a $1 trillion Ponzi scheme based on lies and fraud like that. Ask Bernie Madoff. But Obama's biggest lie of all and biggest insult of all was just now proven false because of coronavirus. Because of this coronavirus pandemic, we now all know what Obama's biggest lie was. It was Obama famously said to business owners, you didn't build it. Obama believed then, and he still believes now, and all the liberals believe now, that business owners like me owe our success to government. That it's government who paid for the things that allow us to be successful. Airports and highways and schools and hospitals and the court, the police, the prison system, the welfare system. That's what allows us to be successful. I didn't build my business. Government did. Obama believes government built all of that, and businessmen like me owe a debt of gratitude to government. Oh, thank you. I couldn't live without you, Mr. Government. I love you, big brother. How did I ever survive without government? You're so wonderful. Without government spending, we could never have succeeded. That's what they think. But none of that is true. It's actually the exact opposite. We did build it, all of it. Government owes us a debt of gratitude. It's our risk-taking and spending and hiring and paying of taxes that pays for all the things government does. Without us, government has no money to build anything. Without us, without our taxes, without our hard work, government has no money for welfare or food stamps or schools or hospitals or highways or prisons or airports or government employees or government employee pensions. Without us, government doesn't exist. Government doesn't make any money. Without us, it's got nothing. It turns out that we are the world. Remember that song? We are the world. It turns out we are the world. Taxpayers and business owners fuel everything good and bad government does. They couldn't pay for any wars without us. They couldn't pay for foreign aid without us. We did build it. We paid for all of it. Without us, Obama and politicians like him have no money to bribe voters. We are his lifeline. We pay all Obama's bills. We just proved it. Ignorant, fool Democrat politicians just like Obama have just shut down the U.S. economy for almost 3 months. And with businesses closed and 40 million employees fired, all forms of tax money just dried up. There are no more income taxes, no more business taxes, no more property taxes, no more payroll taxes, no more sales taxes, no nothing. It's all gone. Government is broke, penniless. If government needed to pay a mortgage, government would be homeless. Government would be living under a bridge right now. There is no money to pay for things like welfare or Medicaid or public schools or government employee salaries or pensions. Close business down for 3 lousy months and it all goes to hell. Government is crippled without our money. How do I know? Because 49 out of 50 states are basically bankrupt. The only exception is South Dakota. They're the only state that did not close at all, and they're not bankrupt. All the deepest blue states are begging the federal government to save them. Even cities need billions of dollars to pay their bills. These big, deep blue Democrat cities with endless lockdowns. We must stay home. We can never come out. They need billions of dollars to avoid bankruptcy. They're penniless. Without taxes for 3 lousy months, they're broke, helpless, hopeless, and as desperate as a hooker addicted to crack who just lost her drug dealer and pimp in the same week. Obama is proven a liar again. He didn't build anything. He didn't build a damn thing. His beloved big government never built anything. In the end, the truth's the exact opposite. You built nothing. Businessmen and women in the private sector economy built everything and paid for everything you did. Without us, you're nothing. We pay your bills. Government needs us. We don't need you. Hey, Obama, I have a question for you. Who's your daddy now? Yes, sir. We built it. It turns out we built everything. Businessmen and women, taxpayers, we built everything. That's my commentary coming out on Sunday in the Las Vegas. No, actually not in the Las Vegas Review Journal. I forgot about that. In Creator Syndicate syndicates it all over the United States. It no longer starts in the Review Journal. It's with creators. Just one more thing. Wade Allen Root. So, some topics I want to get into, and then we'll take some calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. 833-WAR-TALK at the house that Root built. Kamala Harris reportedly is the top contender for the Biden VP spot. Oh, I hope he picks her. I really do. The only thing I'd like to see more is if he would be dumb enough to pick Stacey Abrams. That would be funny. I'll give you the three losers. Number one, if Obama's dumb enough to pick Stacey Abrams, she's the former losing gubernatorial candidate in Georgia, and sure, she'll bring out some black voters, but she'll turn off the entire rest of America. She is a radical, anti-white, white-hating communist. If he picks her, oh, that would be wonderful. You will go down to such a landslide if you're dumb enough to pick Stacey Abrams, and she's one of the finalists, is my understanding. And then if he were to pick that idiot Whitmer, I call her Witless, in Michigan, the governor who's locked everybody down for life, and now it turns out her husband, while she was locking down the state, was out asking for favors to get his boat all ready for summer season at their beautiful island in Michigan. So she's the biggest hypocrite that ever lived and the biggest tyrant that ever lived and a clueless woman with no brains at all. I mean, she is witless and brainless the way she's treated the people of Michigan. Treated them like they are serfs and slaves in her little world. shutting down counties that have almost no death because the people of Detroit, run by Democrats, filled with death. That's not the problem of the suburbs and the rurals, is it? Well, it is if you live in Michigan. So no one's allowed to earn a living in Michigan. The whole state is broke. Every businessman's going out of business. Name Whitmer. That would be even better. But he can't name Whitless. He can't, because he's got to have a black person. Can't be a white person. He just stepped in it with black people, right? He made that comment, if you're not sure if you're voting for me or Trump, you're not even black. What a thing to say. You're not even black. You're a black person, but you're not black. If you don't vote for me, if you vote for Trump, you're not even black. That's what Biden said end of last week. And the media lets him get away with it. But now he's got trouble because the whole black community's up in arms. So he's got to name a black vice president. That's pretty clear. So he's going to name one. So it's probably Kamala Harris as the front runner. Stacey Abrams gets a shot, too. And then you heard my guest, who was on in hour number one, Liz Peek. I want to look up the name. She said Congressman Val Demings is another top contender. I don't know. I never heard of Val Demings in my entire life. Nobody ever names a VP who's a complete unknown. It's unheard of. First of all, do you understand? Joe Biden is so old, he makes dirt and dust look young. Joe Biden is so old, I'm trying to think of all the old Henny Youngman jokes. Joe Biden is, it's a battle whether he's going to the White House or assisted living first. Joe Biden could be dead, the poor man, or could be brain dead with dementia and forced to step down within like weeks of being elected. So whoever's his vice president is going to be step right in as president of the United States. So you're going to name Val Deming? Who's Val Deming? You're going to make her president of the United States? She once was an Orlando police chief. Now she gets to be president a week after Biden's sworn in? Because Biden, after the swear-in, gets lost on the streets of Washington? He's got a little button on that says, I'm Joe Biden, send me home to the White House? I'll talk about Kamala Harris when I get back. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. In July of 2017, I was in a catastrophic car accident, and I broke my neck, the base of my skull, my back, my ribs, and both legs. As you might imagine, getting a good night's sleep has been a real challenge. Well, then at CPAC in 2019, I met Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Mike wanted to help me to get a good night's rest and introduced me to his pillows, his mattress topper, and his Giza cotton sheets. I can tell you they really work. And Mike has authorized me to offer you a special discount on MyPillow products. Call 800-662-9236. That's 800-662-9236. One more time, 800-662-9236. 9236. Use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. Or you can use it at the MyPillow website.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, the Warrior. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver. I say that all the time, and I've always stocked up on gold and silver because I always know when a crisis comes, you're going to be glad you have it. It's like an insurance policy. And boy, have we been in a crisis, and gold has done really good. Let me look real quick. Was gold up again today? I never know until I click on CNBC. I'm busy all day. I don't look at these things. Then we get to the show, and I realize I have to talk about my sponsor. I see where gold went. So gold dips to two-week low on recovery hopes. So the more we hope for recovery of America, the lower gold goes. Look, gold is still at $17.22 an ounce. Silver at $17.805. Silver was up again. It's kind of odd because when gold goes down, silver often goes up because silver is more tied to economic recovery. If the economy recovers, people use and buy all kinds of products, and a lot of those products have silver in the electronics of the products. So silver actually goes up if there's hope of economic recovery. So silver actually is in a little different category than gold, even though they're both precious metals. But I told my friends at Finest Known, which is the company that sponsors this show, to go big or go home, and they went big. Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire pure 1-ounce Silver Eagles at dealer cost. Remember, just a couple of weeks ago, silver was sitting at about $15. Now it's almost at $18 an ounce. Big, big, big up run for silver. And silver and gold have both stood the test of time. And this could be the time to buy 100 silver American Eagles at dealer cost, meaning you get it in at a wholesale price. Finest Known doesn't make any money, and you get it at a great price, which means you can get out at a great price, too, one day. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com, finestknown.com. I've got a caller, but before I get to J.D., I just want to mention Joe Biden with another misstepping today. He mixed up the dates of D-Day and Pearl Harbor. He suffered another brain freeze today when he told supporters during a campaign live stream, so I assume that means from his basement that he never leaves, that D-Day occurred on December the 7th. He was commiserating about the close proximity of Delaware to Pennsylvania with the Commonwealth's governor and said, we declared our independence on December the 7th, by the way, you know, it's not just D-Day. And D-Day, of course, was the date of the U.S. invasion of mainland Europe. You know, we invaded Normandy on D-Day. But D-Day's date was not June 7th. Okay, Pearl Harbor was December 7th. That's all very confusing what this guy's talking about. But he got the date of Delaware's independence wrong, too, because according to history.com, Delaware's independence date is June 15th. So he didn't get any of it right. He got mixed up between Pearl Harbor, D-Day, and even the date of Delaware's independence. That's Joe Biden. That's the guy the Democrats think is going to beat Donald Trump. Good luck. We've got J.D. in Vegas on line one. J.D., you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Good. Glad everything went well with you and your operation. I have a request, and maybe you can talk to Michael McDonald, our Republican convention chair here, and maybe some Trump people. As you probably know, the North Carolina Democratic governor is not guaranteeing that the presidential convention will appear live in North Carolina. My idea is this. What better place to kickstart the economy than to bring it to Las Vegas? As you remember, in 2016, Harry Reid and Rossi Rollenkopf put the kibosh to that. But what a great way, and we only lost the state by 2 points, to bring the convention here. 50,000 people eating in the restaurants, eating in the hotels, spending money, limousine drivers, waiters making money, all at the Republican expense of the all the conventioneers. I think it would be a great idea, and it would set the pace for a startup, and put the economy in a great new way to get the economy kickstarted. And if Sisolak refused to allow it, it would put him in a box and show where he's at, and when we'd have a good campaign issue.
I get it. Look, I can't argue with you, J.D. The reason I haven't brought it up once on the radio is because it's all about the governor. I don't believe Sisolak wants, he would never want the Republican convention here. He'd never want Trump here. So I don't believe Sisolak will ever go for this. I'm 100% buy into your idea. I want it. You don't think Mike McDonald wants it? You don't think he'd love it? It's not up to the Republican state chairman whether you get a convention. It's up to the governor of the state and his legislature. They'll force them out. They won't want it. They're as dumb as AOC. You know, she didn't want Amazon in New York City. She gave up a billion, multi-billion dollar deal and 20,000 jobs. They're that dumb, J.D. I'm on your team. I'd love it. I would love to have the Republican convention in Las Vegas. Most perfect place to have it in the middle of the summer. You know, there's no virus. 110 degrees and sunny from 5 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night. Won't be any virus on the streets of Las Vegas. I'm with you. We'll be back.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
SpaceX postponed the launch of two NASA astronauts into orbit due to stormy weather, including a tornado warning less than 20 minutes before the scheduled liftoff. The launch has been rescheduled for Saturday. Former NASA astronaut Tom Jones on why launching at the scheduled time is key.
Launches to the space station require split-second precision. You have to be right underneath the orbit of the space station with the fuel of the rocket as the critical factor. And so you can't steer left or right to chase the space station to one side of its plane or the other. So you've got to launch on time, or else you've got to recycle for another day. You have to wait for the space station's orbit to come back over.
Jones speaking there on Fox News, and President Trump is asking the Justice Department and FBI to investigate the case of a black man who died in police custody in Minnesota. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn-Root, raw and unfiltered.
Real Water is the sponsor of this segment of the show.
And you've heard me talking about real water for a long time now. It's all about negative ions. You hydrate on a cellular level. It provides a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy Jones, owners of Real Water, I wanted to offer my listeners a very special deal on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart. And when you proceed to check out, there'll be a coupon section. Just put in 10WAR. That's the number 10. And then capital W, capital A, capital R for Wayne Allen Root. 10WAR. No space in between. You receive a 10% discount. Real Water will then be conveniently delivered right to your door. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water. I drink it all day long. The boxes, the cases are piled up in my gym to the ceiling. I never want to run out of my Real Water. It's got all these great beneficial properties, and it's delivered right to your door, and you get a 10% discount. Can't do better than that. Go to Amazon, search Real Water, put in 10WAR, and you got your great deal. Okay, we got a great guest. Dan Rodheimer, one of my good friends, GOP candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd District, CD3, and I'm rooting hard for him. I've been telling everybody I've got your voting, my voting recommendations. You can't possibly know how much time I've put into this to figure out who the right candidates are, and all you have to do is email me, wayneroot@gmail.com, and I send you my recommendations, or now it's up on my website. I think it's finally there. Let me see, rootforamerica.com. I know I told my webmaster to put it up in a couple hours ago. He said it should be up. So let me just look while I'm on the air live with you. And there it is. There it is. Wayne's election recommendations for the June 9th primary are up. And one of them is CD3 Dan Rodheimer, my buddy. Dan, what's going on?
Wayne Allen Root, my brother from another mother, a different daddy. How you doing, pal?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Nevada's reopening. We're finally reopening. Phase 2 starts on Friday. Casinos are opening next Thursday, June 4th. And I think we'll be off to a very fast start. What about you?
I hope so. Because right now, you know, our unemployment rate here in Vegas is 33%, which is pretty
stunning.
Dark. And, Wayne, I talk to a lot of folks every day. And you know, they're frustrated. They want to get our state reopened as fast as possible in a safe, responsible way. But, I mean, it's this is time. We got to open. I drove by, you know, a few of the restaurants, you know, the lines out the door. You know, Sarah said she drove by the Ross the other day, and the line was down the
street. I heard that. It was like a two-hour line to get into Ross Dress for Less. I heard that.
Yeah, it's time to return to normalcy.
Well, you know, as I was saying on this show, you know, Derek Stevens of The D. Do you know Derek, by the way?
I do.
Yeah, Derek of The D Hotel just offered. Yeah, he's a great guy. And he offered today 1,000 free flights to Vegas for the first 1,000 people that would take them from 24 different cities. And it all sold out in minutes. I shouldn't even say sold out because he's offering it free. So 1,000 people took him up on the offer within minutes. So he put up another 700 flights. He's paying for almost 2,000 flights to Vegas. I think it's brilliant. He's probably spending $1 million. And guess what? He'll make back $20 million. They'll all come. They'll gamble. They'll dine. They'll stay in his rooms. And they'll literally spend $20 million for the $1 million. This guy's going to make a fortune. Brilliant idea. But it proves there's great pent-up demand to come back to Vegas. I think we're going to make a great comeback. This is going to be the greatest American comeback story ever is Las Vegas. A lot of people have lost their jobs, but a lot more will come back, in my opinion. And, of course, they'll be in your district, and you'll be their congressman. So we got to root for a big celebration for Las Vegas.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a great thing he's doing. And, you know, this is – right now, we got a lot of casino workers. People want to go back to work, and I'm ready for it. And who better to do it than President Trump? And he's going to do a great job. He's going to get reelected. We're going to take CD3, and we're going to make some changes here, Wayne.
I think it's important to mention that President Trump and you are buddies, and President Trump and you are on the same team, whereas the guy running against you, Dan Schwartz, another Dan, this is Dan Rodheimer we're talking to. My pick, my recommendation for CD4, I want him, CD3, I want him very badly to win and be the nominee to go up against Susie Lee. I think he's got the right temperament, the right personality, the right look. He's basically Dan. My man Dan is an entertainer and an interesting guy, a former pro wrestler and a businessman and a family man with 5 kids and a 6th on the way. He is a good candidate to run against Susie Lee. But you're Trump's choice, where they wanted you to run the White House, whereas Dan Schwartz is someone who's been very anti-Trump in his career, right?
Yeah, the White House is not big fans of Dan Schwartz right now, especially after he bashed him a couple weeks ago. Schwartz, as you know, he bashed president on how he's handling COVID. Then he bashed him on bringing in Jared Kushner on the COVID task force. Not very happy. And we've been talking to the White House a lot, and they're not fans of him. So, you know, this is a seat where I just heard, actually, last week, President Trump was only down 1 point in CD3, which is actually, I mean, fact is, you know, this time in 2016, he was down, you know, a huge number.
Big
and
time.
He ended up winning by a point and a half. So
yes, he did.
The minute the president comes out here, we start campaigning, you know, we're going to take this district by 10 points.
Now, did I hear I heard a rumor, and I don't know if I heard a rumor correctly. There's a rumor out there, I got it from a pretty serious source, that President Trump is actually going to come out and publicly endorse you for Congress. Is that right? Have you heard that rumor?
You know, there's a lot of rumors going around, Wayne, and, you know, we'll see. We'll see. You know, obviously, I'm a huge supporter of the president. The president knows that. We've been talking to some folks out there. But cross our fingers. I would love to have the endorsement. I'd be honored to have the endorsement of the President of the United States, President Trump. But we will see. We're doing pretty good right now. We got a ton of support coming across from all angles right now. And we're looking very, very good.
I heard a rumor that a bunch of super PACs are coming in to go against Dan Schwartz. Is that a rumor you've heard as well?
Yes,
are you allowed to talk about things like this?
You know, I don't converse with any of the super PACs, but I, you know, I did hear that they came in very, very strong, and this usually doesn't happen in a primary, but I saw some numbers come across. I think, you know, you brought it up, and it's some insane amount of money coming in a primary, which is pretty rare. But, you know, the fact is they don't want Schwartz in there. And, you know, he's a liberal Republican, and, you know, I'm a far-right Republican. And, you know, we have different views on things. Obviously, you know, I love my guns and my Second Amendment, and you know, we are endorsed by the NRA, and he was. So, you know, there's a bunch of things that Dan Schwartz and I disagree on. I believe, you know, I signed the taxpayer's pledge, you know, to never raise a tax.
And that's so important. So important.
Yeah. I mean, nobody, imagine we had all those taxes we tried to implement, you know, coming out of this COVID situation. We'd get crushed. We'd get crushed, Wayne. So,
well, you know, the biggest negative, I think, towards Dan Schwartz, and I'm never negative towards Republicans for the most part. You know, I may pick someone in a primary, but it doesn't mean I hate the other ones. But Dan Schwartz has TV ads. He should be so embarrassed where he is literally endorsed by John Ralston. All the quotes in the ad are from John Ralston. John Ralston's the most liberal Republican hater in the entire state of Nevada. He never sees a Republican without steam coming out of his eyes go cross-eyed and steam comes out of his ears. He hates Wayne Root. He hates Chuck Muth. He hates Republicans. And yet his quotes are all over the ads on TV for Dan Schwartz, as if he's trying to convince us that's what makes him the guy a Republican should vote for. A guy who hates Republicans, probably secretly wishes Trump would be dead. That's what Ralston's like. He's a vicious guy. And so I'm saying probably. I don't know that, but we know a lot of liberals have a hatred towards Trump and wish him dead or wish him hurt or wish him impeached or wish him imprisoned. I guarantee you that's the mindset of a Ralston, and he is the one whose quotes are in the ads for Dan Schwartz. That's the only guy he could find that would say something nice about Dan Schwartz is a Republican hater who's got Trump derangement syndrome. So I hope Trump does come in and endorse you, because it's rare. It's not supposed to usually happen. They don't usually take sides in a Republican primary. In this case, I would think Trump would be chomping at the bit to actually publicly say, I support Dan Rodheimer. Wayne Root is, I support Dan Rodheimer.
Well, we will see. We got some pretty good endorsements. Heck, we got the two best endorsements. We got Wayne Allen Root, and we got Leader Kevin McCarthy. Two of the biggest endorsements you can ask for. So
there you go.
You know, hey,
there you go.
We're kicking butt, brother.
All right, so last question before I say goodbye. I want to ask you, what else should Congress be doing right now? If you were in Congress, what would you do right now to kickstart the economy and get us out of this COVID mess?
Well, one thing I would definitely not do that Pelosi's trying to do is obviously she wants to vote from home. You know, I mean, this is insane. I mean, Leader Kevin McCarthy came in and filed a lawsuit today. You know, just because everybody else is at home not working doesn't mean that Democrats would sit home and not work. And that's what Susan Lee's doing right now. That's what Pelosi's doing right now. You know, we're not getting things accomplished. She's trying to turn the new relief package into a liberal wish list. You know, more waste, more socialist policies, and more
voter fraud. That's the number one goal of them, more voter fraud.
We need a federal voter ID card, Wayne. That's the number one priority. We have to get that. That's the number one issue. All these folks that I talk to, the number one issue I hear other than reopening the state is, you know, this mail-in ballot, and it's terrible.
Yeah, I agree with you. Listen, when people ask me, you know, is Nevada now a blue state? And I say, well, it's kind of a blue state, but only because illegal aliens are voting like crazy. Massive voter fraud. We could flip this state completely red tomorrow if we had national federal voter ID. All of a sudden, illegals couldn't vote, and this state would be a Republican state again. A 100% red Republican state.
Simple solution to a major issue. Right there, federal voter ID card.
All right, Dan, where could people go? First of all, they got to know to vote for Dan Rodheimer. So you've got your ballot. It's a mail-in ballot. You can vote right now through June 9th. And it's Dan Rodheimer in CD3, Congressional District 3. What's your website?
It's www.danrodheimer.com.
Dan Rodheimer, R-O-D-I-M-E-R. Dan, have yourself a great day, Big Dan. Thanks for coming on.
All right, thanks, Wayne Aldrin. God bless the battle, and God bless America.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, got to stay positive in a, I used to say you have to stay positive during coronavirus and the lockdown and the pandemic and the businesses closed, the economy closed, but we're coming out of all that now. Now you have to stay positive about a bad economy, right? That we're not going to be in a Great Depression, or it's going to be very short, and we're going to get right. And the only way to do that is to be a positive thinker, and that's why I recommend this book by Dr. Nancy Wolf. It's called Conscious Matrix. It's the perfect book at the perfect time. She's a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years studying the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now. Nancy explains why liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Nancy says our biology, our history, and our culture, all of these things are pre-wired in our minds and our souls, literally pre-wired to win. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. In other words, this is all predetermined, predestined. It's a battle to the death, but we're already predestined to win. I love to hear this from someone who studied the human mind for 30 years. And she says this book shows we're predestined to win. You need to read this book now. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix, give it as a gift to the conservative in your life to read and keep them pumped up and positive. Or it's available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Conscious Matrix, Dr. Nancy Wolf, LibertyHillPublishing.com. So I said I'd get into this whole Kamala Harris thing. She seems to be the front runner for Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden, who doesn't know where he is. Mixed up D-Day in Pearl Harbor today, as usual. Didn't even know the date of the anniversary of the founding of Delaware, his state. He's hiding in the basement of Delaware. Didn't know it. I mean, if you're the Delaware senator, or the vice president was the Delaware senator for many years, and you're in your house in Delaware, you got to know the date Delaware was founded, right? He doesn't know it. He doesn't know anything. So now you realize whoever he picks is almost certainly going to be president of the United States without an election. Joe Biden's never going to last 4 years. I don't think he can last 4 months as president with that White House. He doesn't know where he is. He's literally an old man past his prime with dementia. And you'd have to put a button on his thing. Hi, my name is Joe. Bring me back to the White House in case he gets lost and just wanders off to the streets of Washington. I'm scared for the guy's life. I feel bad for him. He's just not there anymore. And so whoever he names as VP is going to have a fast track to being president of the United States. You know how big it is to be president of the United States? Kamala Harris just tried to be president of the United States in a Democrat primary, and nobody voted for her. No one liked her. She was never anywhere in the top five in any race. Where was she in Iowa? Where was she in New Hampshire? Where was she in South Carolina where the black vote all came out for Joe Biden? And all the white people, every one of those states came out for Bernie Sanders. So nobody ever came out for Kamala Harris. Why would she now have the right to be the vice president of the United States? You know from listening to the show how I feel about her in general. She slept her way to the top. That's not sexist because if a guy had sex with a woman who was powerful and got his job, it's the same thing. This has nothing to do with man or woman. It has to do with lying on your back to get ahead. Man or woman, doesn't matter. She has no right to be vice president of the United States and then instantly president of the United States. In the Democrat primary, no one liked her. It's ridiculous. So I just think Kamala Harris would be a big mistake, but I hope he picks her. I think Stacey Abrams would be a bigger mistake. She's never been elected to anything. She ran for governor and lost, and her views are very radical. So I hope he picks her. That would even be better for Donald Trump. She is radical, radical Marxist communist. Hates white people. My God, she's been caught on video saying such derogatory things about white people. Stacey Abrams. And then there are a few other choices. You know, this witless governor of Michigan, another joke. If he picks her, that would also be fantastic for the Republican cause. There are a few I could think of. I'll try and think of overnight a few that would be good for the Democrat Party. I'm amazed that, you know, they think you've got to balance a ticket. There's got to be a woman. So you can't pick a man. What if, isn't there some qualified black males in the United States of America who have been elected to office? U.S. Senate? U.S. House? Only women are being considered because I guess Joe gave a pledge that he's going to make a woman the vice president. Well, Chris mentioned Cory Booker. Cory Booker's a joke, but that's okay. He's probably a better choice than Stacey Abrams, I can tell you that much. This gives you the state of the Democratic Party, by the way. Probably the music's going to be on any second here, but Kathy Griffin sends out death threat to Trump on Twitter. She posted a death threat for Trump, suggesting someone stab him with a syringe full of air in order to kill him. Syringe with nothing but air inside would do the trick. And then she doubled down on it when reported by the D.C. Examiner. She said, "I sure did." And then she said the F word. Effer. When a reporter with the D.C. Examiner noted that Twitter said it would look into her tweet, Griffin then threatened him. "Go F yourself. Do you want to tussle with me, you effing amateur?" This is the insanity of the wacko feminists on the left that think they can openly threaten the death, the murder, the assassination of our wonderful president of the United States. Same people, no doubt, that burnt down that church in Mississippi that defied the lockdown order. It's suspected arson by a pro-lockdown arsonist. Someone just like Kathy Griffin. These people are nuts. We'll be back tomorrow to tell you more about the great things Trump's doing and more about the great things Democrats are doing to win us the election. Wayne Allyn. God bless. See you tomorrow.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunityforlife.com.